Brian, you're still muted, Brian. Ah, Zoom, how we missed you. Not.
I had to do like 5 updates on Zoom, and fuck me. Look at that guy with his fucking flying V right there. It's episode 386 or 7, Sean?
378.
Why? Yeah.
Wait, so none of that was right?
Nope.
What episode?
378. This is the
378 episodes of the Brian Oakes Show.
Yeah.
Normally from the Smart Start MN Studios. In fact, both Colleen Cruz and Sean Bernard are in the Smart Start MN Studios. I had some personal business to take care of. So we're doing this one by Zoom.
One or two.
What?
Go ahead. Keep moving.
Can I help you in any way? Unbelievable.
Personal business.
Our guest today is in California, and we'll get in touch with that guest in just a moment here, because I like this person a great deal. In fact, they hold one of the great artifacts of my life that I will own before I die. I don't care if it's laid across my face like the Shroud of Turin when I die, but I will own it, and we'll talk about that coming up shortly. First of all, hi, Colleen. How are you?
Great.
You know
what?
How
are you doing, Brian?
I'm tired, man. Like, there's too much going on.
It's like my son. Every time I ask him how you're doing, he's like, I'm so tired. I'm very tired.
Honest to God, is that just part of being how old I am? Like, is that the way it's always going to be from now on? Just fucking...
Always exhausted.
I have to use a knee pillow at night so that when I wake up in the morning, my knees and hips don't hurt.
Oh, I thought you meant for your prayer right before you go to bed.
Yeah. No, that's my humping pillow. That's a different thing.
I see.
Anyway, it's the Brian Oakes Show from the Smart Start MN studio mostly, but also on Zoom. Smart Start MN is Minnesota's original ignition interlock company. And I was thinking about the work they do on my drive back from the studio to home. They started working with the state because they're like, look, we know people screw up, but we have to find a way to make it easier to live your life. If you drink and drive, if you are that overconfident or ridiculous, and you get caught, you are going to lose your license. That's a given. You're also going to need to get back to some sort of semblance of real life by talking to the people at Smart Start MN. They worked with the state to build the original ignition interlock, the doohickey you put in your car. When you breathe clean, you get to drive. Guess what? Don't drive drunk, you get to drive again. So that's kind of what they do. Sean, how do people save money on that?
Go to smartstartmn.com/thebrianoakeshow. That'll get you 20% off the installation of the ignition doohickey.
Well, and I'm excited to get to today's guest because I went many years without seeing him, and now I've run into him more than a handful of times, and he's a clever bastard. I'm really, really very fond of the guy we're going to be talking to today. But before we do, Sean, I will also like to mention you, in addition to all the hard, heavy lifting you do for the Brian Oakes Show, you're also, as a side hustle, you are a realtor for RE/MAX Results. How are things going?
They're going well. I think every small boy as they're growing up just wishes someday to be a realtor. And that's really my only dream was someday.
Look, man, okay. Maybe you want to be an aerospace engineer.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to be a doctor. That's not for everybody. Have you ever cut a dude open before? Gross.
Not intentionally.
That's not cool.
No.
That's not worth the money that it pays you. But a realtor, all you have to do is deal with people going through one of the most emotional phases of their lives, whether they're buying or selling, and make sure everything works out okay.
I remember in eighth grade, my dad, I came home from school and we had a surgeon come and speak to our class. And I came home and I just was resolute. I'm like, Dad, I think I know what I want to do. I think I want to be a surgeon. And he just starts laughing and he goes, have you seen your grades? I'm like, yeah, I have. He goes, is it? Probably
and
not.
even regardless of your grades, have you seen a rib spreader? Jesus God.
He's like, no. You're related to me. There's not going to be any surgeons in the family.
Only at famous days.
Yeah. But if you know somebody who's looking to buy a rectangle, 612-859-2594. I donate a portion of every buy and sell to an area musician or band or aspiring surgeon because they need to be able to pay off those loans. Look at that cat. There's a stuffed cat.
My daughter.
I don't mean taxidermy.
Things.
I mean like a yeah.
Yeah. No, my daughter is a collector of things, and all of a sudden I looked over my shoulder. I'm like, the fuck is that? What? Zoom is weird, man.
That's weird.
Think about how long we all lived on Zoom. Like Colleen, during lockdown, how often would you say you were on Zoom? Daily, weekly, monthly?
No, I skirted the whole thing. I went completely, I did it twice. No kidding.
Oh.
Because why? I just took it as an opportunity. When else are you going to have an opportunity to just completely shut down?
I agree wholeheartedly. It didn't occur to me that that might be a possibility. I thought I had to keep doing stuff.
I saw people in my yard, but that was about it.
Were they welcome in your yard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did a lot.
Sean, I've already forgotten because of the chaos of the day. What was the song I picked to play first before we talked to Clay Arnes?
Colleen picked it. We're playing Pop Music by M. Right?
Oh, hell yeah, we are. Now, okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Colleen famously and career shatteringly once explained to a program director of a prominent couple of local radio stations that she had shit taste in music and didn't get a call back. This would not indicate that. I like this song a lot. Why did you pick it?
Because we're going to be speaking with Kai Arnes later on, and he's a pop artist.
To say the very least, here's M on the Brian Oak Show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
was that ending? I don't remember that ending.
I don't either, but you know what? It was perfect. And Colleen, you are, well, I've always knew you were sort of a surgical wizard. Like, you picked a perfect song, because we're going to talk to one of the most, one of the foremost pop visual artists of our generation. And I don't think that's overstating the case, because as I look at him at Zoom right now, he's a handsome figure of a man, but behind him is a black velvet painting of the legendary Saint Dolly Parton. And it's hard to not look at Dolly do that. Kai Arens, how are you, man?
So good to see you guys. Thanks for having me. Brian, as always, if I'm not in the mosh pit for a Queens of the Stone Age show, hanging out with you and your daughter at the coolest shit in LA, I don't know. It's just good to see your face again.
Good to see you too. You know, I mentioned earlier, I don't think I had seen you in person in the 90s, since the 90s, until I went to Coachella in, I don't know, was it 2013, 2014, the year Queens were headlining night one. And yeah. I ran into you and you're like, oh, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so are running this show. You should go talk to them. So I sent off a text to people I haven't talked to in even longer. And I got the VIP VIP hookup at Coachella because of you, my good man.
Oh, it was,
I met the Edge from the U2. Real quick story, and then I promise we'll get into this thing. It was because it was so weird. It was super hot. I don't know if you've been in the high desert in summer before, but it gets very warm there. So I was in, there was a VIP inside the VIP, and I was just taking a moment to collect my thoughts. I was there by myself, sitting at a table. A bunch of people came up, like, mind if we sit down? I'm like, absolutely, go ahead. And the guy looked over at me, and he's wearing a cowboy hat. He looks over, he's like, Edge. I'm like, oh, I'm Brian. And then, because I'm not an idiot and I know how to read the room, I was like, let's not talk anymore, because that's not going to get any cooler than it was right there. So let's move along. Anyway, that was the first time I'd seen you in many years, and I've seen you a few times since then. And you have, and I wasn't trying to be hyperbolic about saying one of the great pop artists of our generation. I think pop, whether we're talking about music or art or anything, the word to certain people carries a very negative connotation, and I don't like that at all. I like a great pop song, like the one we just heard, or even the modern day stuff. I fucking love Olivia Rodrigo. I think pop is a good thing. It punches through and it touches a lot of different people. But what attracted you to that direction in your artwork at first?
Freddie Mercury. He's made many comments when he was making music that he loved pop music. And, you know, Another One Bites the Dust is probably one of the finest that was ever made. And what a great choice of the song Pop Music by M, just to segue a little bit of my Minnesota roots back to Maplewood, Minnesota, my first job. Well, actually, I got hired away from the Gap at the Maplewood Mall to become a DJ at Saints North Roller Skating Rink. And oh, I haven't had a real job since. That was 1984. I was a DJ there. Are you having a flashback of seeing me spin Madonna for you right now? Or what?
I'm actually more living in absolute awe that you haven't had a proper job since 1984. You lucky piece of lovely human.
Huh. Well, I guess I grew up around hard rock with my brother Bryn and my brother Rhett, and my sister Era had great taste and introduced me to like Prince and all that kind of stuff growing up. But sitting up in my brother's bedroom listening to Queen 2, looking at those Mick Rock photos and just, you know, opening up that album cover with the headphones on, that took me to a place that I have never left. And feast or famine, I made it my way to create pop art for musical artists, for people, for my own sake, for galleries, which started in, my first show was 2001, I believe, solo show by, Robin Robinson's gallery, Flatland Gallery. And then Tom Hazelmeyer had me at the Ox Op at a few solo shows or a few group shows. And in one of them, it had like Shepard Fairey, Camille Rose Garcia, Gary Basement, all these artists. And my piece sold first. And I was like, bing, bing, bing. Okay, I was at the place in my life where I had done one too many Honey Dog album covers. And I needed, and I needed to move on to broaden my horizons. And I went out to do a photo shoot. And I was staying, John Fields was my ambassador, and he lived in Hollywood, and he had one of those like Wizard of Oz doors that has that little tiny door that opens.
Nice.
First words out of his mouth, "Hi Kai, when are you moving here?" And I just went, it was 2003, it hadn't even occurred to me. The thought did not even occur to me really at that point. I just went, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And that was the launch of my gallery, which is celebrating its 20-year anniversary, La La Land. We have a new pop art show happening in May, May 11th there. It's called Bonkers.
Ooh.
Let's go bonkers.
I like the clown.
So clown. For people who can't see the video, where would they go to find out more about Bonkers? Where would they go to find out more about all this silly, multicolored nonsense that you like to indulge in?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to cut me off because I diverge into different paths, but
that's fine.
The best place to go is my Instagram at Kai Arns, KIIARENS. And you'll see everything. You'll see the gallery. You'll see what I'm creating art wise. Just went a few nights ago to celebrate the release of a brand new Ringo Starr EP, which I did the cover for, after getting the opportunity to direct a music video for him, which was a song. And I was brought into Ringo's life through Linda Perry. And living out here in Los Angeles and being the extrovert that I am has led me to a lot of cool things, you know?
Colleen, before you ask your first question, Kai sent a brilliant bio because I'm always like, give me a briefish bio. And most people send 8 pages like your brother did. And I'm like, I can't condense this. So also, by the way, let's not forget to talk about before the end of the show. I did meet Kilo Bale for the first time ever the other day. He came into the record store. But here is the bio of Kai Arns that I would like to share. One of the most credible and influential in Los Angeles, the award-winning Kai Arns is a critical driver in the creation of modern pop culture. A contemporary American pop artist, graphic designer, photographer, director, and musician, his personal work has also been in art galleries all over the world. Kai credits Saturday mornings in the 70s spent watching Sid and Marty Krofft as some of his main inspirations. Big Seaman and the Sea Monster guy. Never formally trained, the St. Paul native grew up with a fascination for album covers, vintage logos, and created over 500 pieces for artists such as Dolly Parton, the Rolling Stones, Lady Gaga, Radiohead, Paul McCartney, Casey Musgraves. Actually, this part goes on a little bit, but let's just say a lot. Yes. He recently directed music videos for Elton John and was featured prominently on the 2020 Oscars, the I'm Gonna Love Me Again. And then also videos for Devo. Dude, the Vampire of Time and Memory, you know how I feel about Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes.
When I saw that you directed that video, it blew my effing mind. So I guess I wanted to read your bio because...
Right.
I've always been a fan and I've always been impressed. And I think you're very, very good at what you do. And
thanks.
I swear to God, if at some point I don't get my hands on a copy of that Queens of the Stone Age rock poster where the woman's in purple and there's gold dripping over her body, I'll drive out to LA and find you. I will. I'll
you
wear
know
an
what?
Astronaut diaper.
The other day I have a storage space that's connected to my art gallery, and I literally hadn't visited it myself in 10 years.
Wow.
I have my nephew who works with me, and he helps me organize all my things. And I found a pile of some of the best posters of my life.
Wow.
And I'm bringing them to Minnesota.
Yes.
Oh my God.
May 17th. And they're going to be on display, Brian. And I will pull that to the side for you and make sure that
charge what you like. It might be the, and I buy rock posters at every single show I go to. I most recently went to McCluskey, and the poster was fucking $40. I'm like, I'm unemployed. Yes, I will take that poster. Thank you very much. And so I don't care what you're charging for it. If you have that poster for me, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth like I mean it.
Oh, my God, because I'm going to be at the Twin Ignition Garage. You guys know what that is?
Nope.
At Art of World.
Oh.
This show here. Minnesota.
A little closer. Let's see the bottom so we can get some of the details on there. Okay.
Well, I'll read it to you because it's Twin Ignition Startup Garage. It's at 1317 Marshall Street. And I've never done a poster exhibit in my hometown. So, like, if for the first time, I'm going to be bringing the best of my 20 years of creating over 500 concert posters since I've moved. How bizarre is that? Including the one that's behind me.
Were you in a band in high school?
Kind of. You know, I was more into like designing the logo and stuff.
Right. Right. Like,
so, yeah, we were called
in high school that had you'd use your eraser on the covers of your notebooks to like create logos.
That's right. In fact, yeah. If you look at my Van Halen poster, that was exactly the way I designed that poster.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. So I dated a guy in high school. He was in a band called Dark Embrace, and
let's not bury the lead here. Dark Embrace?
Yeah, and the K's were lightning bolts. And I was just
yes!
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I was just like, and I just had a flash of Kai making, you know, like, once you said you were, you know, you don't have the DJ at Saints North roller rink on your impressive bio, but talk about bearing the lead for me there. It just tells me everything I need to know that you're like.
Just before I got that job, by the way, when I was barely 16, might have been 15, I opened up for.
How cool are you to be 16?
Twisted Sister and Ronnie James Dio.
Sorry, what?
The Island as a mime.
No way.
Yes. My brother's band Obsession got the opening gig, and Bryn always found a way to include me and also allowing me to be in his band Flip. But I was a mime opening for Twisted Sister and Dio. And whenever I tell that story, I need to segue that to I did perform one time at the Hollywood Bowl as well. One song, a karaoke version. I got the crowd to sing Fame by Irene Cara, but the Village People opened up for me at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay, well, so we should probably just shut down the podcast because those back-to-back stories, those are the two coolest stories that have ever been told on this podcast.
Standing on the side of the stage with a live mic looking at 16,000 people, and I had a script. They wanted me to pretend I was John Travolta's brother. I'm like, I threw the script away and I just went to the edge of the stage and pulled the Freddie Mercury banana boat, Harry Belafonte, Deo call and response thing. And when 16,000 people hit me back with their Deo, my blood just went, oh my God, that feeling was so powerful. And yeah, that was a insane experience.
Before we go any further, I hate to go too long without hearing a song. There's a lot to process too. I actually need like a water break. I need to think about what I've heard. You, as the only sort of moment chance related individual I know, doing mime opening for who again?
Twisted Sister and Ronnie James Dio, Last in Line Tour.
Dude, you mimed Twisted Sister, fine. They were a gigantic success for about 15 minutes. You mimed at the same show that fucking Ronnie James Dio played live at.
Yeah, it was so funny because he got there late, right? And our dressing room, Bryn's dressing room, Obsession, was the shower, right? So we all had to fucking pull our shit out of there because Ronnie James Dio needed to take a shower. He was 2 hours late. His bus had already headed to Kansas City and had to turn around. Like, they were a little fucked up. So anyway, oops, they were a little messed up. And
it's a podcast, so, baby. Fuck. Everyone.
I'm standing outside of that shower, and for the first time, I see Ronnie James Dio with a towel around him and his hair straight. He looked like a wet cat, and he's like 5 feet tall. And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, Bryn, that's the holy diver? What the fuck?
You've been down in the midnight sun too long.
You have any soap in there?
Dude, oh my God. You saw Ronnie. So much to unpack. Wait, it's actually kind of like talking to your brother, because the number of stories he has, I'm like, here's what we're going to talk about. And then we don't talk about any of them because he's seen too much, as have you. We need a song right now. What are we playing first?
Landmine.
So tell me why you picked this song, Kai.
Discovered it out of nowhere. A band out of Australia. This is Landmine from their weirdly titled band, I Know Leopard. The whole album is a pop masterpiece. ELO meets Queen. It's MGMT. Was Landmine
really cool?
Oh my God, see, this is what I'm excited about, like hearing new stuff from the guests. So Kai Arens, pop artist, I Know Leopard, it's an Australian pop band from Sydney. Where did you see them? Where did you hear them?
Just found them online, probably Instagram. I'm the king of scrolling.
Okay, holy moly, I'm
always searching the garden of pop art and culture. I'm the armchair quarterback of life.
You know, it was you described them as ELO meets Queen, and that's just perfect. That whole that
the MGMT thing going.
Yeah. Exactly. I love it.
It was tasty, and there were synthesizers in the background. So, Kai, you are a native Minnesotan, but you moved to California more than 20 years ago.
Yes.
With an ambition and a dream, and it's obviously worked out well for you. You've had success making music. You've had success doing the poster work that you do and the other pop art that you do with your gallery. At what point, is there anything about who you have, because we all evolve as we age, is there anything that has crept into your life, whether it was a long time ago or recently, that made you realize, oh, damn, I'm really a Californian right now?
I was thinking about that the other day. And I'm kind of thinking about a lot of the friendships and relationships that I have. And, you know, working with, you know, people like Dolly Parton and Ringo Starr, and the protective hub that is around these people is such a curious one. Everybody that gets into that circle does whatever they can to kind of make the next thing happen. And I've always kind of been aware of that and pulled myself back from it so I can stay in the hub and continue to work. I don't think that's really answering your question, but that's a curious place to be. And I was thinking about my visit back to Minnesota, where the down to earth, real deal, face to face person, friendly vibe is great. Weekends exist. Here, you can't afford weekends. You can't. If you really want to make it here in LA, you got to kind of say goodbye to your weekends in a way, right? Maybe. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of jobs that you can take your weekends, but damn, rent's insane. All that stuff's insane. Why? Because it's beautiful out here. The weather's insane. The food is great. Every country in the world lives here. You've got the beach, you've got the redwoods. Those trees are the coolest thing ever. Like, I've been up north, I love it. But when you go into those big giant trees up north, and it's the honey hole of the world, but you got to pay for it and you got to work for it. So,
I think that's the thing for me that is daunting about California. I have plenty of friends who live out there. I've been out there tons of times. But you have to have a certain hunger for life or a certain ambition for what you do to go through the struggles, because you've been comparatively successful at what you've done, but you've also put in all the hours. There are a lot of people who go out there chasing their dreams that never find it. And so I like LA, but it exhausts me after about four days. It's kind of like Vegas. I'm like, after 4 days, I'm like, I'm going back to South Minneapolis. I'm going to sit in my couch with the cat. So
I understand that. And by the way,
go on. Oh, don't you dare. So is that the new one?
This is Liza.
Oh dear.
Uh-oh, and Freddie's getting jealous. Come here, Freddie. Come on, Freddie. Let's go.
For those of you that
anyway,
he's got
Colleen's gonna like this because exactly. every picture she ever posts on social media involves domesticated animals.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
This is Freddie.
We don't deserve them.
Freddie and Liza. But yeah, I get that. You know, it's interesting too. 20 years I've been here. I'm ready for a new flavor.
Like other than California.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a big statement.
Yeah, for sure.
Tahiti?
That would not suck. I almost got stuck in Tahiti last year on the way to New Zealand to go hang out with my friend Conan Moccasin. But I couldn't find my fucking passport, and the entire plane was like looking at the fucking neon dude going, "You tool." Anyway, stupid long story, but no, where would I go? I might go to Berlin.
Wow.
I could see myself in Victoria, British Columbia.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, see, that makes more sense to me because I love the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Do you speak German?
No, but I'm half German and I'm almost half Luxembourgish.
Oh, almost. Luxembourg.
And, well, yeah, and I have a Luxembourgish pass. I have a passport from Luxembourg. Works?
Almost half.
Most.
Colleen, what else do you know?
I think 7/16. Our whole lives, we were told we were like a 16th Cherokee. That's so cool, you know. But I think my whole life, I've been a 16th Irish, and I haven't been really putting my money down on St. Patrick's Day. But, I wouldn't mind Denver, man. I love it every time I go there. But if I could have my way right now, and I know this sounds really weird, but I'd go to St. Petersburg, Russia.
Okay, that does sound super weird. So without spending the rest of the podcast on it, why St. Petersburg?
You're driven by
this. I took my dad on the Trans-Siberian Express in 2015. We went from Vladivostok, was bordering North Korea, to Irkutsk, to Moscow, and I just became enchanted with the polar opposite way of life. And I discovered a bunch of art in Gorky Park at a flea market, and many of the people that I talked to said St. Petersburg is the pearl of Russia on an artistic level, and I just thought, fuck yeah, left turn. I'm single, you know, I could go do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm newly single too, but the thought of going to see—I
mean, I have a girlfriend, and I don't know—but I don't have a family and kids to worry about. So it's like we could pick up and go anywhere. I still haven't been to Tokyo, but 20 years in LA, I've done it. I'm done. I don't need the after party. I don't need the VIP. I don't, you know.
I feel like we went TMZ without trying to go TMZ because you just opened a vein right there. It's time for something new.
Yep, that's right. That's right. I think COVID cracked the nut a little bit and really start to feel it, really start to see it. And now it's interesting how you had mentioned that you'd only been on Zoom twice during that time. I started my own show called Life of Kyle, which you can find at kyirons.com. There's like five area that's blank I would fill with art. So my theme to Life of Kai was never a pixel wasted. And I was interviewing Mick Rock and Mark Mothersbaugh and Sid Croft. And if you go check it out, all the different people that I've been able to work with are on there, and we share these really awesome stories.
Will you share the name of it again? Because it kind of broke up a little bit when you were saying the name of it.
Life Kai. No, Life of Kai. I was kidding. Life of Kai. Just go over to that kaiarts.com little thing on the side. You'll be able to click it. The Mick Rock interview is really pretty fantastic. It might be his last interview caught. It's definitely the last artistic collaboration we did. We did
David
Bowie Life on Mars video. I did like a piece that was pretty cool. He sent me a bunch.
You're cutting in and out real hard. So I think we're going to go to a song. I'm going to ask you a quick question, and we're going to the next song. It's cutting in out real bad. You're like Max Headroom, except I can't hear even a single word.
Should I leave and come back?
No.
I'll leave and come back.
No,
okay.
If you want to, you can try to do that, but we got to wrap here soon because we're already 50 minutes in. But why don't you, if you want to quickly stop and then rejoin, that's fine. Why don't you do that while we're doing the song right now? Okay, we're going to play this. What is it? The Sails of Sharon.
Sharon,
the Scorpions,
the boatmaster of the River Styx. Don't pay the ferryman. Come on, man. Let's get dark.
Scarps.
Here we go.
I'll leave and come back.
Fucking Scorps, man. I mean, Scorps. Working at a record store, I only knew 80 Scorpions growing up, and then found a Best of Scorps that was their best of their 70s period, the Yuli years.
Yes.
I'd never heard it, and I was gobsmacked. It's kind of like early Styx, like, really fucking good. But people are like, Kilroy was here, like, eh, whatever. Hey, before we continue with Kai,
but way better.
Exactly. No. Okay, yes, way better. Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, man, Styx has a stigma attached to him. Styx is a pretty good band up until about Paradise Theater. I want to make sure we mention OA, Design Build Architecture, the latest people to join us and sponsor the Brian Oak Show podcast. They do high-end work, all right? They do quality work. They do real work. They're not coming in to frame out a door. I mean, they can frame out a door, but they want to give you something that you're going to enjoy in perpetuity. And they do that kind of quality work. And it's reflected in how they take care of the people that work for them. They're all on salary. They all get health insurance. They're not contracting out. This is a company that cares very deeply about the work that they do. And they've teamed up with the Brian Oak Show.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a new video pretty soon, but go check out the Pillsbury Castle video that we did, that's both on our website, brianoakshow.com, or oadesignbuild.com. Check them out. Even if you're planning a project for this fall or many months away, work ahead, contact oadesignbuild.com for an evaluation and estimates. Check them out.
And before we let Colleen take another crack at the inscrutable left coast pop artist that is Kai Aarons, I would like Sean to, because I feel like you can do it more succinctly than any of us can. We have a situation with Patreon, because in addition to being Colleen being added as a part of the show on the regular, we've also got a new relationship with the Hook and Ladder.
Yeah, we're doing something pretty cool. They've got some great events coming up. Go to the Hook Minneapolis, thehookmpls.com to check out all their Under the Canopy events. And they've added something that's phenomenal. They've added a Patreon patio for our Patreon members, and we're going to be giving away tickets all summer long for that. We will be emailing winners today. We're going to give away two sets of tickets to the Patreon patio. So many great events, so many great bands coming up there. Go to their website for the full list, thehookminneapolis.com, or, of course, their social media.
You know, and I think in between, by the way, we've done two podcasts today. In between them, we got another $5 Patreon member that just showed up. And even before he heard our pleas before, here's the deal about Patreon. You're like, well, why the hell would I pay for something I get for free? And I want to tie this back into you, Kai, real quick. No matter what you do, like Sean and I will not host a Patreon event and not pay the artist. Art is valuable. Yeah. It is a commodity. It is worth money. Now, you don't want to treat it like a commodity when you're making it. You want it to be an act of love. But when you live in a freakishly expensive hellscape like Los Angeles, you've got to make money at what you do, right?
Escape.
Yeah, maybe, it's true. It
maybe hellscape was too strong. You know what I meant.
I mean, you were sounding, you know, very hometown with that comment. You know, so many people kind of give me shit. A lot of people have never even been out there. And then you get off of that plane, you can feel that fresh air. Am I still dealing with a crazy internet connection here?
Yeah, it's maybe a little choppy, but we're wrapping up here, so we should be good.
Yeah, okay. We're going to wrap up.
But, you know, it is really tough, especially for musicians that were born to, like, entertain the world. And for Spotify to come in and just completely take everybody's money is such a sin. I hate it that the people that I've known and loved and grown up watching them go from music to a job they shouldn't have, because music is as important as building a road, it's so important in life. We need that frame of mind to be taken there, and the arts need to never be forgotten about when it comes to that. And when streaming started and the record label bozos dropped the ball and their big fat checks and their cars, they like really, really missed a big opportunity. And I hope everybody at some point bands together behind Taylor Swift or somebody who could really make a dent and rework that system, not only for music, but as in art. Because I think AI is another thing, which I'm actually oddly having fun with. But, you know, this is progress. We just need to learn how to fairly move through it. These are all words. What are the answers? It's easy to be cynical, but I know it's a problem. And I wish I had the solution, because free music is not the right way.
Remind us of where you're going to be on May 17th.
Oh, yeah. Art of World. I'm invited to Art of World. I'm going to be set up 3 days, and I'm going to have all of my posters, a lot of them anyway, they're for sale. And I have a brand new poster that is a combination of the Grain Belt side and Mary Tyler Moore that I'm going to be unleashing.
Nice.
A little. And then, of course, since my father worked at 3M his whole life, I made the Minnesota tape dispenser. So if anybody's got any hot leads over there, let's make some Minnesota shaped tape. So come and see me at the art show at Art of World at the Twin Ignition Startup. Girl will be there.
Thanks, Kai.
I left you speechless.
No, it's just because we're cutting out a little bit here. We're going to
have to. Yeah, no, it's cutting out. I just want to make sure you're done so we didn't talk over it. Colleen, you got any other questions?
No, I'm over. I'm bowled over. I'm over.
All right, you're saying no.
I can't wait until the 17th.
Here's the problem. Kai has led such an interesting life. We didn't get to talk about a quarter of the things I would have loved to have talked about today, which means you'll have to come back and join us. Maybe when you're in town on May 17th. Ooh, wouldn't be a terrible idea. And we could talk in person. That's Colleen Cruz. That is Sean Bernard. I'm Brian Oak. I want to thank the good people at Smart Start MN. I want to thank the people at OADesignBuild.com. I want to thank the people at AudioQuip. They're the ones who provide all the equipment in the Smart Start MN studio, all the beautiful audio equipment. And I want to thank you, Sean Bernard.
Thank you. It's always great to see you, Kai. Just remember you and Bryn and the guys running around the studio at the Edge back in about 96, 97. That was so much fun.
Troublemakers. Yeah, they were fucking troublemakers.
Rabble rousers, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, a whole lot of shenanigans with Flip back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, no, true. There were. And you can make that face all you want, Kai, but you know what? You know it was true. It was a dangerous time to be in an alternative rock band. We're going to say our goodbyes now, man. I'm glad things are going for you well in L.A. Good luck in, what did you say, Madagascar? That's where you're moving?
St. Petersburg.
When I get to Madagascar.
Both sound so impossibly foreign to me that I'm like, I don't care. I could live with Gibbons. That's cool.
I just want a new slice of life. That's all.
I think that's a super healthy way to be a human being. I applaud it. I don't know. You seem to have crafted a nice niche. And now that you've found a nice, comfortable spot, you're like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going somewhere else.
I love the dramatic pause of Zoom. There's nothing.
It paused.
Don't Let's want go to be sedentary.
Oh, yeah. I applaud that very, very much. Thanks for joining the Brian Oak Show podcast. Tell us about this last song we're going to hear, and we're going to call her a day.
It's your song, the Kai Arens song that we got.
Illusion. Not to Freedom. Go. Yeah. I wrote this song while surviving a cancer treatment and was invited to go on tour. And I toured. I was the opening act in Glasgow and around London about 6 months. After my surgery here, or over here, I had cancer. I'm cancer free. And this song was, and the music video, which you can see on YouTube, was made in my house. And it's my triumph through what many have gone through, cancer. So crank it.
Hello, my friends. Wave your hands for the show never ends. I can feel my life. It's you, let's go. It's gone. They clear the floor, you choose more.